Today we're going to chat about tyres, more specifically tyres for my own Mitsubishi Pajero. Regular listeners will know that my personal car is an older Pajero that is well equipped for true four-wheel drive adventures. Currently we have a set of Bridgestone dual all-terrain tyres that went on some 10 years ago now. Over the years they have travelled probably 55 to 60,000 k's of heavy-duty off-road and freeway driving. The tread is still good, but there's a little known thing about tyres. They age and become a real danger to occupants. Tyres are made up of steel belts and rubber essentially, and as the rubber gets older it cracks and frays, just like an old pair of boots where the soles simply crumble. You may not always see the cracks, but they are there and extremely dangerous. This applies to all tyres on cars, trucks, motorbikes, buses, etc. Bridgestone have a really good explanation of what happens on their website. Honestly, I've really pushed the limits of tyre safety by keeping my tyres for 10 years even though the tread is still good. So I'm now deciding what to replace them with, and that decision will be coming soon on our chats about tyres. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The future is electric and you need to keep updated. ecocarguide.com.au is a great resource for you. Check out a full Australian drive review of the new Genesis GV60 EV. There's a road test of the Santa Fe Highlander Hybrid. The latest news on the Land Rover Defender electric hybrid variant. ABARP has some sporty new electric models. And Nissan's unveiled some new electric drive and battery technology, which might be a game changer. Check it all out today. Keep updated. ecocarguide.com.au.